Good morning, I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Anand Satyadev, a director at Gilead Sciences, right here in beautiful downtown Foster City. Good morning, Anand, how you doing?
Good morning, I'm doing great, how about you?
Good, it's always good to talk to someone very close to home, so we both know the same areas pretty well. To start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Sure. I've been working in pharma for quite some time, it's about 20 years, and my experience in pharma have been varied from working in industry as well as working as a consultant prior to joining industry. I spent a whole lot of years with PwC and IBM consulting. In my younger days where travel was not a concern as such, but as I progressed in the career and travel became a little more taxing on me physically as well as mentally, switched over to industry and started with Amgen in 2006 and worked there for about 7 years. Being in pharma and biotech is one of the primary area of the industry, and Bay Area being hub of that, I ended up being with Gilead in 2013 and has been here since then.
So 7 years with Gilead, that's quite impressive. Over those years, what has been your experience with remote employment? I'm assuming at first Gilead didn't allow it when you first joined, is that correct?
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
When you first joined Gilead, I'm assuming they did not allow you to work remotely, correct?
No, yeah, of course. So Gilead typically has been fairly conservative on that. We didn't have a formal flex hours till recently. You had the flexibility to work from home on an as needed basis, but as an enterprise, we didn't have a program till I think it started 2018 or early 2019 when the formal flex program started with Gilead, and that gave us some people some opportunity to work from home. But when the pandemic started, again, we were kind of forced to go through that. I guess one thing that everyone notices is that working remotely or working from home or working offsite is not really impacting the productivity or the volume of work or quality of work that we are able to produce. There's virtually no impact on the work being done by the employees and the contractors for that matter. Absolutely no impact. And if there was an impact, the impact was more on the positive side, because now almost everyone is saving an hour or two on commute time. Mm-hmm. So that adds to the productive hours that we have for the company or that we have to give to the company. So from that perspective, yeah, it's a new thing, but it's a positive thing for the company as well as for the employees.
Yeah, and I actually am familiar with your commute. I actually can see the San Mateo Bridge from where I live. So I can see the cars getting off and going into Gilead.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would say, you know, without traffic, it's probably 25 to 30 minutes, but how long was the commute during rush hour pre-COVID?
On good day, if there's no traffic, it's 35 to 40 minutes on good days.
Right.
On an average, it's 55 minutes to an hour each way, what my normal commute door to door. So that's what I said. I mean, on an average, I'm saving about 2 hours per day on commute time by working remotely.
Yeah, and then as you know, if there was an accident on the San Mateo Bridge, it was longer.
Oh yeah, but again, the point is like you hear that accident, but you just brave it out because you don't have any choices. You have a big body of water between you and work, and the only thing that you have that connects is that bridge. So
yes,
yeah, accident, yes, it's there, but
yeah,
I'll go through it.
Many times.
Yeah.
So now that you are into, you know, working remotely, and what area of the company do you work in? Are you in IT or are you in?
I work in IT.
Okay. So,
yeah, and then to a certain extent, that helps as well, because being in IT, I don't have to be in a lab. I don't have to work on equipment. So I have a somewhat better flexibility to work remote. There are certain roles within Gilead, they don't have that choice. They have to go to the lab and then work on the assays and spectrometers and what other equipment they might be using. So they are going to work, and Gilead is providing new operating procedures, new facilities, health checks, and those kind of things. So those things are being done for the roles or for the people who have to be physically there on site to work.
Yeah, and how long did it take when COVID first hit before they were able to set all that up for the, I'm assuming it's for the scientists and the clinicians?
Yeah, it was fairly quick. It didn't take a whole lot of time. And going by memory here, when the shelter in place was put in place, very quickly after that, and it might even be less than a week or a couple of weeks at max, when we have all those procedures of on-site health questionnaires, temperature checks, limited access, those kind of things were implemented fairly quickly. But then we continued working further on that, and some of the physical separation of workstations and lab equipments to maintain social distancing. Those things were implemented as well fairly quickly.
Mm. Yeah, so now it's been going on for almost 9 months. What do you think Gilead will do once the stay-in-place order is lifted? Do you think they'll go to a hybrid, or do you think they'll allow people to work remotely if they so choose?
I think at this point, it's mandatory. It's required that we work remotely. Mm-hmm. Once the shelter-in-place restrictions are removed, Gilead campus will open up, and we are retrofitting most of our buildings, setting it up with workspaces that are compliant with the guidelines and new standards that we have in that area. But my expectation is that Gilead will open and will go back to normal working environment. What will change, or what I'm expecting it to change, is that there will be a broader acceptance and agreement that working remote is not such a big issue as it was earlier. So there will be more acceptance, more appreciation of working remotely. And I'm expecting that even after the restrictions are removed, a portion or a percentage of employees will choose to work from home.
Mm. And how about yourself? What's your preference, home or in the office?
It will definitely not be 5 days a week in the office. No, it will not be. Whether it be 3-2-4-1 or however that works out, we can work on that. But it'll definitely not be the usual Monday through Friday, 8-5 or 8-5:30. That will not be there.
Yes, and I know what Gilead does, living like 2 miles from it. Why don't you explain to people what you do? And I know you COVID had a very direct impact on your business, because you're working on something very close to it, right?
Yeah. So from that perspective, Gilead has been in business for over 30 years now, and our primary product base is in virology area. So a bunch of products related to treating various viruses, and HIV being one of the core strengths of Gilead. That's how it started several years ago. Recently, about 7 or 8 years ago, hepatitis C drug was another major drug that Gilead produced, and it went in market. And of course, the coronavirus work that we are currently doing. Again, I mean, incidentally, that's not a new product that we had. It was being worked at for quite some time. Earlier, it was looked at or worked at it from Ebola treatment perspective.
Hmm.
But and that's why we are able to respond to produce a remedy as quickly as we have, because the molecule was just there. We just had to do some specific testing with Corona and make it available to the patients. So that's the primary area where Gilead works in virology area. And then one thing with Gilead is that most of the Gilead products are cures outside of HIV, where we don't have a cure, but for other disease areas, these are cures. I mean, hepatitis C product that we had, it's a cure. You take 12 weeks course of that product and you're done, you're fixed. You don't need to worry about that product. Similarly for coronavirus, it's not a management product. You take that product and you're cured.
I was gonna say, is that product FDA approved already?
Yes.
Oh, it is.
So it's approved for emergency use at this point. It's not full approval yet. If I remember correctly, it's been approved for general usage in some countries, but FDA is still going through that analysis. But we do have approval for emergency usage.
Okay, so people that are like in the hospital that are,
yeah,
in you know, late stages or you know fairly fatal, they can actually get your. And what's the name of the drug? I forget the name of it.
Remdesivir is the name of the compound that we have.
Yeah, I know. I've heard of it. I've heard it on the news, and I knew it was your product. And it's like, oh wow, that's right down the street from me. I'll just walk down and get some.
Yeah, that's an option if it comes to that. I hope it never comes to that, but yeah.
Totally, yes. Yeah. So now that we've gone remote, and it's, I don't know if you know, Gaper really helps companies build and scale products. You know, and you're in IT. What do you think? Gilead will be more open to saying, hey, we can outsource some of our stuff, or do you think they're going to keep it here in the Bay Area?
This situation definitely gives us more options or more flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's active thinking going on around that.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, again, I mean, if you look at it, Bay Area is an expensive piece of real estate.
It is.
Maintaining offices and employees here is expensive. So financially, it will make more sense. But again, I don't think at this point there's active talks happening towards that. But who knows how things turn out in that area. You never know. Again, if it happens, I won't be surprised. It'll be totally understandable that as an enterprise, Gilead is thinking like that. And I'm sure it's not just Gilead. There are other companies who are situated or located in high cost areas.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all of them are assessing their strategy and that where they want to be located or where they want to be keep their base or maintain their base.
Well, one of the ones between you and me is Facebook, as you know, and they just built that new campus. So it'll be interesting to see what they do when things.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you've been along that corridor, I presume, and that has just exploded in the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
So, well, Anand, I want to thank you for your time today. It's always good to talk to a local person. And hey, maybe when this is over, we can get together and have a coffee or a beer.
Sure. We'll do that.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.